Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a clean drop system for floor shaking low end with jungle and old school DNB vibes. If you've ever tried to make a bass drop hit hard, but it ended up muddy, blurry, or just kind of collapsing when the drums came in, this lesson is for you. In jungle and old school drum and bass, the low end has to do two jobs at the same time. It has to slam on a club system, but it also has to stay clean enough that the kick, sub, and bass don't turn into one giant mess. So in this session, we're going to build a simple but powerful low-end system in Ableton Live 12. We'll focus on a clean sub, a character-filled mid-bass, and drum support that leaves space for everything to breathe. We'll also use EQ, utility, saturation, and sidechain compression to keep the whole thing tight and DJ-friendly. And just to set the mindset early, in this style, you are not just choosing sounds. You are assigning roles. One layer anchors the floor. One layer adds movement and attitude. And one layer helps the drop translate on smaller speakers. That way, your low end feels huge, but still controlled. Let's start with the drums. In DNB, the drums often tell the bass what to do. If the drums are already messy or overloaded, the bass will only make it worse. So build a simple drum foundation first. You can use drum rack for one shots, simpler for breakbeats or audio tracks if you're chopping loops. For a classic old school feel, think about a kick on beat 1 and 3, a snare on 2 and 4, and breakbeat chops around those hits. If you're using a break, keep an eye on the low end of the break itself. That's a common beginner mistake. The break can easily fight the sub. So use EQ8 and high pass the break somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz as a starting point, then adjust by ear. If the break is too hot, use utility to pull it down a little. The goal here is simple. The drums should already feel punchy before the bass enters. If the drums sound muddy now, the bass will just expose that problem more. Next, let's build the sub bass. This is the foundation. A really solid beginner option is operator, because it gives you a clean sine wave very easily. Set oscillator to a sine wave, drop it down to a low octave, and keep the envelope simple. Short attack, medium decay if needed, sustain where you want the note to hold, and a short or medium release. For a pure sub, you usually don't need fancy filtering. In fact, the simpler the better. When you write the MIDI, keep it basic. Use the root notes of the progression or bass movement. Try long notes if you want a rolling, sustained pressure, or shorter notes if you want that chopped up jungle energy. Both work, but the main thing is clarity. Now, the rules for the sub are really important. Keep it mono. No stereo widening. No chorus. No reverb. No unnecessary distortion. The sub should be felt more than heard. If you can hear a buzzy, obvious sub on tiny speakers, you may already be pushing it too hard for a clean system. A simple chain for the sub can be utility. First to keep width at zero or mono on. Then EQ8 if you need to remove unwanted rumble, then maybe light compression if the notes are uneven, and finally a limiter as a safety net if needed. But don't overprocess it. A clean sub is usually a disciplined sub. Now let's add the mid-bass layer. This is where the character lives. The sub gives you the weight, but the mid-bass gives you the attitude. This is where jungle and old-school DNB really start to talk. You can use Waveatable, Analog, Operator, or even Roar in Live 12 if you want controlled grit and saturation. A great starting idea is a restyle patch. In Waveatable, use two saw waves, detune them slightly, add a low-pass filter, and use a slow LFO to gently move the cutoff. That movement is what gives the bass life. Then high-pass the mid-bass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so it stays out of the sub's way. Add some saturator with light to medium drive, and maybe turn on soft clip to give it more density. If the stereo image gets too wide in the low mids, bring it back with utility. You want some width and motion, but not huge stereo in the low end. This is a big concept to remember. The mid-bass should live above the sub-range. Think of it as the attitude layer, not the foundation. Now let's split the bass into clean layers, because this is one of the easiest ways to level up as a beginner. Don't try to force one sound to do everything. If you make one bass handle sub-weight, stereo width, grit, and punch all at once, it usually gets messy. Instead, use separate tracks, one for sub, one for mid-bass, and optionally one small top layer for harmonics or texture. A rough guide is sub, from around 20 to 90 Hz, mid-bass from around 90 to 300 Hz, and top texture above that. Those are not strict rules, just useful starting points. With separate layers, you can keep the sub clean and mono, while letting the mid-bass carry the aggression and movement. Now we need space for the kick. This is where sidechain becomes essential. Put a compressor on your bass group, turn on sidechain, and choose your kick as the input source. Start with a fast attack, around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Set the release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds, depending on the groove. Use a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, and lower the threshold until you hear the bass duck clearly when the kick hits. For rolling DNB, don't overdo the ducking. You want the bass to breathe, not vanish. If you're working with a breakbeat, sometimes it's better to sidechain to a dedicated kick trigger or ghost kick rather than the full break, especially if the break is busy. Now let's clean things up with EQ8. This is where the clean system really starts to work. On the sub, only remove what you need to remove. Don't shape it aggressively. On the mid bass, high pass below 80 to 120 Hz. Cut mud around 200 to 400 Hz if necessary, and tame any harshness around 2 to 5 kHz if it gets piercing. On the drum group, use EQ to create space too. The kick often wants the low punch area, the snare lives higher up, and the breakbeat usually needs low-end trimming so it doesn't clash with the sub. A really important mindset here: don't just keep boosting bass. Most of the time, floor shaking low-end comes from removing problems, not from adding endless extra low frequencies. Next up, saturation. This is where things get thicker and more audible on smaller systems. Use saturator, drum bus, roar, or even overdrive if you want it nastier. On saturator, a drive of around 2 to 6 dB is often enough to start. Turn on soft clip, and then match the output so you're not just fooling yourself with extra volume. On drum bus, go gently. A little drive and a little crunch can help, but too much boom or crunch can smear the groove. Saturation should add density and presence, not turn your low end into soup. Now let's talk arrangement, because sound design alone is not enough. A clean low end is also about when the bass arrives. A classic DNB drop often has 4 to 8 bars of tension, then the bass opens up or drops in, and the arrangement keeps evolving every 8 bars or so. One very effective move is to mute the sub for the last half bar before the drop. That tiny gap makes the return feel much harder. You can also use a short riser, a snare fill, or automate a filter opening on the mid bass so the drop lands with extra impact. For that jungle style energy, try starting the drop with just the breakbeat chop and a filtered bass stab. Then let the full sub enter after one or two bars. That way the groove is established first, and then the weight lands. That contrast is what makes it hit. Now, always check in mono. This is huge for club bass. Put utility on the master, and switch the track to mono temporarily. Listen carefully. Does the bass disappear? Does the kick lose power? Does the break suddenly get thin? If yes, something in your stereo processing is causing problems. The rule is simple: the sub should be mono, the mid bass can have some width, and low frequencies should stay centered. Once the individual layers work, group your bass and give the bus a light chain. Maybe a gentle EQ cleanup, subtle saturator, a small amount of compression for glue, utility to keep the low end centered, and a limiter only as safety. If the bass sounds good before the limiter, you're in a good place. The limiter should not be rescuing a broken low end. Let's quickly cover some common mistakes. First, making the sub too loud. A sub that sounds massive on its own can wreck the whole track when the drums come in. Always judge it with the full loop. Second, stereo widening the sub. That may feel huge on headphones, but it can fall apart in a club. Third, too much distortion on the low end. Distort the mid bass if you want grit. Keep the sub stable. Fourth, weak or missing sidechain. Without space, the kick and bass fight constantly. And fifth, overcrowded low mids. That area around 150 to 400 Hz gets muddy very fast, so use EQ with intention. If you want heavier DNB vibes, here are a few extra pro-style ideas. Try short sub notes instead of long ones all the time. That can give you a more urgent, old-school feel. Layer a low-passed res under the sub very quietly for motion. Automate the filter into the drop so the bass opens up with impact. Resample your bass to audio and chop it up, because that is a very jungle-friendly way to create movement fast. And don't forget that a lot of heavy DNB comes from contrast. Sharp drums and controlled bass often hit harder than just making everything louder. Here's a fast practice exercise you can try in Ableton. Build a 4-bar drum loop with kick, snare, and a chopped breakbeat. Then make a sub track and operator using a sine wave and write just 3 or 4 notes. Add a mid bass and wavitable with a saw-based res patch, and high pass it above around 100 Hz. Process the sub with utility and EQ8. Process the mid bass with EQ8 and saturator. Then put a sidechained compressor on the bass group. Arrange 2 bars of tension and 2 bars of drop. Automate a filter opening on the mid bass, and finally check the whole thing in mono. The challenge is to make the bass feel bigger without just turning up the sub. Use groove, saturation, and arrangement instead. So to wrap it all up, a clean, floor-shaking low-end in Ableton Live 12 comes from control, layering, and arrangement. Build your drums first. Keep the sub mono and clean. Let the mid-bass carry the character. Use sidechains so the kick and bass work together. Clean up mud with EQ8. Add weight with saturation. And arrange the drop so the impact lands properly. If you're chasing jungle or old-school D&B vibes, don't just chase big bass in isolation. Chase tight, controlled, rhythmically powerful low-end. That's what actually shakes the floor. If you want, I can also turn this into a screen-by-screen Ableton workflow or a simple template chain for sub, mid-bass, and sidechain.